good to go. Should be going live. I don't know if we are.
I always hate platforms.
Yeah, sure. I, for some reason, have studio mode turned on, so it's like I see myself twice. I'm like, no, not that.
Sick.
That's
what the viewers want.
It's October 24th, 2017, episode 193, Golden Sausage and Podcast. Trying out a new video look this time. I sent a picture to Alf, but I'll put it in the main big boy chat.
Ooh. Let me open my phone up.
Yeah. So get ready for that.
Yeah, I guess I could just look at the stream.
Don't do that, because that creates like all kinds of nonsense. But, yeah, so it's Joey.
And Kyle.
And Alf.
Yay! So Alf and I were just talking about like how ways to already improve the improvements. So version is like a version 0.5, you know? So so the downside is now like we do have like boxes around us. I don't even know if like... I guess I can...
Okay.
Hold my hands up to show you approximately how much box you have. Like...
Right there.
That's it. That's how much box you got. You can walk like an Egyptian and no one can see what you're doing. So if you want to do something, you have to literally do it right in front of your face.
Yeah, cool. This isn't terrible. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to like make us bigger because I felt like we were at a lot of negative space around where we were.
Yeah.
And so like I was like, let me try this thing. But, you know, Alf's over there. He's just losing it.
I mean, but it's good commentary.
He's
negative space.
Negative space?
And it's just us.
That's all we have. There's a lot of negative space, like, right?
That's all we have to offer to the world, just negative space.
From here to here and all the way across, there's negative space.
Oh, there you go.
All righty. What's going on, gentlemen? Did you have a good weekend? Week?
Yeah. It was good.
It was fine.
Flew by, but yeah.
Really?
For me, at least.
For me. And just regular speed week.
Oh, and just regular speed?
Yeah, just went by at the normal progression of time.
We had our glorious public free speech event over the week. And,
oh, yeah.
And then, you know, the
that shit show happened. Yeah. I live 3 minutes
Yeah, you
away
live,
from,
like, right around the corner from that. Like, so, like, how was that for you? Like,
it took a normal commute. It was, like, a 5-minute commute to work. This took me about almost half hour.
Okay.
Going back home.
Did you, like, have to, like, loop around to go?
No, because they shut it off. They closed down.
Right, you should have had that side thing, though.
What's that thing that we're talking about? Behind?
Right, well, where you were, they weren't even going to let you out the front road. You didn't have, like, the little side road. Did they have, like, a back filter, that side, one of those side roads?
So I had to get on 34th, the main artery.
Right,
and
it was closed.
Well, for through traffic as well.
Okay, so
open.
You had to get, so no traffic there. You didn't find.
Yeah, when it was like, going there.
Yeah, but getting back.
Yeah, getting back was fair, yes.
Yeah, that's why you don't go back.
Because the shopping center next to us.
You don't go back. You just don't. You just stay at work.
Stay at work. Fuck it.
Yeah, the shopping center right next to where you live.
Overflow.
Was ground zero.
As I recall, there's a fucking Mario Odyssey demo in your place of work.
I was at Target, and there was a...
That was my 40th attempt.
Yeah.
You saw some people are speedrunning it?
Yeah.
They're putting GoPros on themselves and fucking recording themselves play?
Why not, man?
Get a job.
I told you.
Get a job.
There were people speed running the Breath of the Wild demo at E3. Just think about that. You had to wait in line 4 hours.
Oh my gosh,
to play it, and then there were people who were like, "I can do better."
Oh my God. Gonna beat it.
I beat Calamity.
And Joey's just like, I climbed up this hill.
I got rolled down a rock.
Yeah.
Set the stick on fire.
I did the little mushroom dance. I still haven't found the area where they put me in the first of the game. Like, it's like a weird little area. Like,
what area are you talking about?
I've never been to the area where I was at when I played the demo of
E3. Oh! Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm.
I mean, it's big.
Yeah, it's just like some random area of woods. So it's like maybe they moved two things and now I don't know.
It's not there anymore.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You're just looking for a fucking unicorn.
Yeah. So, anyone have anything else interesting on the week?
Nope. It was basically us just like worrying about that shit, right? Like a lot of people were fucking...
The whites are at it again.
Bummed out.
I mean, well, there's an interesting story that came out of it. I was telling Kyle. So like,
there was one of the Nazis getting
punched. So there's a picture of a Nazi.
Is it true?
There's a picture of a Nazi getting punched.
Pictures.
That shit looked photoshopped. That's why.
So that
looked like this. Hi, I'm Dickie. I work at Dickie's. And
that really happened.
Photoshop Nazi here.
No, so that really happened. So that there's a guy in a like Nazi like swastika shirt, and he got punched. And then there's a video of him and one of the local African American gentlemen, and they're like hugging. And there's like a lot.
Oh, I saw the video.
Right.
Yeah.
So then today they ran an article in the paper about how they're buddies now. Like I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. And the guy apparently got his teeth knocked out, and he's like, I'm not really. He's like, I used to be like, a neo-Nazi, and I've been trying not to be racist, and I've been changed
maybe
my life.
Maybe don't wear a shirt with a swastika?
He said that he wore it.
He's like, it's laundry day, guys. Come on.
I'm telling you what I'm going on.
I never wear the swastika shirt.
He said he wore it there so that he could get a ticket, to guarantee himself to get a ticket to see the event. And so I was like, and I told everyone, like, maybe the guy's telling the truth, but why did he get punched?
Was he white?
Why did he get punched?
For wearing a swastika.
Right, but, like, I don't think that, like, you know, there had to be some prevocation there, because a lot of the people on both sides are saying, don't act unprevoked. So
I think this is going to a place you don't want to discuss.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I'm just saying, like, why do you get punched? If he wasn't a Nazi.
My literally the only answer is because he was wearing a swastika. Yeah. Like,
I don't know. But the news has not said why he got punched.
If someone walked up to me and they were wearing a swastika, I might punch them.
Okay. Like, especially if you were at some kind of anti-Nazi rally.
Yeah, like that.
All right. Well, anyway, that's the local news. That's what we're dealing with around here.
But yeah. It's over and everyone's safe. There was very few.
I mean, are they going under?
There was a small shooting.
Yeah.
Which that doesn't sound small, but I don't think anybody was hurt, right?
No.
Three guys were arrested.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they fired into a crowd.
Yeah.
Which I'm fairly sure is just you just go to jail for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah,
one
yeah.
already had an outstanding felony on him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So. The whole thing is ridiculous.
So, yeah.
So, like, yeah, yeah. So,
at one time, they got their way. Like, they didn't let him talk. But at the same time, it's like, man, they came off, like, sounding so childish sometimes. Like, boo. RHM Blue. Okay, all right. But I get it. They got their messaging.
They exercised their freedom.
They exercised their right.
As much
yeah.
as anybody else did. Like,
That one white guy got so mad. Ooh, he got mad. His jimmies were rustled. Yeah. He came in with you're all disgusting pieces of shit.
Yeah. man.
He, like, pushed Richard aside and yelled at the crowd.
Don't you make me come down there.
He got angry, dude.
All right. Well, like I said, like, we probably shouldn't dwell on this too much.
Yeah, whatever. It happened. He's gone.
Video games.
Ding bong, bitch is dead.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about video games you've been playing. Alf, what you've been playing? I want to hear about it.
Destiny 2.
Uh-huh.
For, like, one nightfall to help out a friend.
Oh, yeah? With Batman?
Yes.
God knows Batman.
I know. So cool. Oh, my, what the fuck? South Park, Fractured Butthole.
Oh, yeah? You actually been playing that?
Yep.
Me too.
Did you get the $100 Steelbook edition with the... With
no.
The
pillow?
No, it had a...
It comes with a pillow.
No.
No, there's a beanie. The coon beanie.
No.
It has a pillow.
Don't care, sure.
No. Okay, so...
I don't want a season pass for a game that...
Why?
It's already getting repetitive in a way. It's fun.
So you remember I was doing the same thing. How far are you? Like hours wise?
I don't know. If I have to say it off the top of my head, eight.
Okay, so you guys are both further than me.
Seven, eight.
I'm at the part where I'm going around collecting abilities and stuff like go to see if you're on your character sheet, like go see Mr. Mackey so you can.
Yeah.
Are you cisgender?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny, like, when I told that I was white Irish, there was, like, a small little blip with, like, eventually, like, you're going to bed, and then your dad was like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, we're proud Irish people. And then, like, he, like, went to bed, I was like, that's what you get for picking Irish, is like, we're proud Irish folks. So.
Some of the commentary is funny, but some of them was like, all right.
So I was saying the same thing. Like, I was like, I don't think that it's as witty as the first game.
It's not as witty. I don't think it is. I do like Spontaneous Booté.
Spontaneous Booté was pretty funny.
I'm going to sit across your head and make your eyes pop out.
Yeah.
No, I've not seen that yet.
I lost it laughing.
That whole strip club scene was very good.
It was done really good.
I think that this one is like... The first half of the game is really playing it safe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not willing to, like, put you in a position where you're having to dodge your father's ball sack, you know, like, in the first game. Like, they're definitely, like, more reserved about, like, what they want to put on screen at first.
Yeah.
That being said, I think that it goes from a very low point and it builds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am having more fun with it the more I play.
Yeah, I'm having more fun now. It feels like... Just the same.
And, like, originally, like...
I don't like the walking. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah that does need to run.
Good. Put more fast pass. Jesus.
Even just, like, a sprint would be good.
Yeah, dude. Jesus.
Maybe, shit, like a scooter or something.
I want handy car.
I mean, if you could just play it times two speed, like, it'd be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, handy car would be
Combat was, like, kind of obnoxious at first, and now I'm, like, really into it.
Well, I didn't get to timing at first, because I picked Blaster. I don't know what class you picked at first.
Brutalist.
I was like, there's one move we had to press XXXX, and we had to time it, and I was just like, why I keep failing? I was like, ask me directly on it. I didn't realize that's what it was.
Yeah. Also, I don't like that when you, even though you get it, it still gives you, like, an off color. It doesn't, like, you don't, there's only, like, fail and pass.
Hmm.
There's no, like, oh, you got it. No,
yeah, it's either, it's either you crit or you didn't.
Hmm. Right. There's no, like, you, there's no, like, oh, you got it in the orange zone. Next time, try to get it closer to the green zone.
Yeah, it's literally just like you crit or you didn't.
Yeah.
The shits are... Shitting in toilets are like...
That gets insane. Yeah.
That whole thing's fun.
I don't know. I found it like... Again, that's repetitive. I was like, all right.
When you start getting like level 4 toilets...
I got level 4 toilets. I was like, knocking mastery. Then again, maybe on my level, I'm Latin color, not black color.
No, so that has nothing to do with it. It just has to do with...
It does? I thought the game got harder.
That has to do with how your character's treated.
Yeah, it has to do with how people talk.
I'm breezing through the toilet things. Like,
yeah.
You're doing the one where you got to press up and down and spin a circle and press.
Yeah, I haven't failed X and Y.
I haven't failed a single one, man. Maybe the first one because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Nope. You can go back.
Even the first one.
I didn't play Stick of Truth.
Stick of Truth didn't have like that was it just like mashing. Thing. It was just mashing a button.
Oh, it had the same thing.
No, it was just like crapping. Like you're just.
I remember it had the toilet.
Oh, well, I failed the first one because I'm like, oh, what am I doing?
I remember because you got a little nugget to throw at somebody in combat and gross them out.
Oh yeah. You still have that. You still collect the hazardous waste when you're done. You still get it. It's still put in your inventory.
But that's a crafting item now.
Yeah.
The one thing
you pick up and everything goes. There's no sound effects. Maybe like a little chime, ding ding, that you picked up something. But when you pick up one item in the strip club and you keep picking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Boogers and cum.
Nice.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. It's like really faint too. It's not like in like the foreground of the sound.
No, not at all. It's pretty fucking good. And drunk Randy is awesome.
Randy's just fantastic every time you see him.
He's on red wine.
He's red wine drunk. Yeah. it's the worst kind of drunk. My only complaint is. Costumes don't mean anything.
They don't mean shit.
Not even a set bonus or anything. Yeah, well, they do mean something in the sense of that, like, some characters want you to take a selfie with them.
Yeah.
Or they care about, like, if your costume matches or your costume looks better. Or they want you to be an elemental hero. And
wait, it's just a method for me to backtrack.
I don't have to respec. I could just fucking switch glasses.
Well, you get two glasses.
I know that.
No, but you can go back and talk to Cartman and switch your
glasses. Yeah, you can switch glasses.
But you could dress and do the same effect?
No. But sometimes they'll
No, I'm saying like at Raisins.
Like Bebe will only take pictures with you if you buy her clothes.
Right.
Okay.
Or like some other ones will only take pictures.
Your
outfit looks like ass.
Well, like at Raisins, when you look every single dude there is like, I only take pictures of Elementals. I only take pictures.
Yeah, you have to be an Elementalist.
Well, those are just checks to get you to come back and do that.
And fuck the money in that game.
Jeez. There's some of them that
are like... Have a Raisins Pass, $25 each.
But, like, no weapons?
You gotta craft.
No, they don't mean anything.
You craft the,
Artifacts.
Artifacts, yeah.
But, like, it feels...
I mean, you're all using imaginative powers in your powers.
No, I know, but, like, in the first game, like, it's just, like, your character feels like you actually, like...
Yeah, because it's more RPG-driven.
Like, avatar strength, like, actually matters in the first game. Whereas, like... The artifacts make everybody better in this game, so it's just like, I feel like my party mates are so much stronger than me.
So,
like, holy shit, Mosquito was so busted.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
did you get the Ubisoft bullshit?
Yeah, you can get the Ubisoft. You can get
I'm overpowered now.
You get those Ubisoft cool stuff. They give you, like, level 60 artifacts.
I have 140 might now.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well,
I have 500 or something.
So, you're stupid. I don't know.
So let me say this, and maybe this will kind of push the idea. I don't know when it came out there.
Yeah.
It'll kind of push the idea of maybe why you're seeing things differently. If you think of the first game as closer to what Paper Mario was in the combat and the way the systems work, that kind of getting gear and upgrading kind of stuff to get more powerful falls in line with that. Whereas this is more, even in the combat system, because it's a grid system.
It's like a tactics game.
It's a tactics game, like similar to Fire Emblem, where you're not upgrading your weapons or your armor or things like that. You're just mainly upgrading your character just a little bit.
You do get different weapons and stuff, though.
I don't, like...
Because there's a rock, paper, scissors method to...
Well, no, it's
no,
just
the character just
get.
Upgrades.
It's, think of it as a class system.
No, the ones with Lin, like, you equip them with different weapons and stuff. Definitely. Like, Sacred Stones and the first ones, like, they you go to, like,
I think
shops
it's,
and
Awakening, you knew none of that shit. Conquest, and you didn't do none of that shit.
I mean, the old Fire Emblems, you definitely did.
Okay, well, new ones.
I know you can upgrade your weapons proficiency and stats like that, but it's, like, there's no, like...
Like, there was, like, quests to go get, like, better weapons and stuff, and, like, Sacred Stones and...
We're talking about the
newer
ones.
Sure.
I have no
dog in that fight.
Sure. So, like...
I saw one came out for the Switch, and I was like, what?
No, that was the
Warriors,
yeah.
What was that?
Dynasty Warriors Fire Emblem.
Oh, gross. Super glad I didn't buy that.
It's awesome.
I love it.
You love Dynasty Warriors.
That's why, exactly. Don't listen to me when I say it's awesome.
Did Lubu show up?
No.
He'll show up, don't worry.
I'm always like this. Like, cinematic camera hits him.
It's a guy with a stick.
Oh, some weeaboo guy.
I mean, it also, like, there's a lot of, like, systems in the game already, and you know, you don't want to add an additional layer on there as well.
Yeah, I'm like, mostly saying I don't think it affects the game. I'm just disappointed that it's not there.
Right, but what I'm saying is there's already, you have your artifact slots, you have your ability to choose two classes, and then, you know, you have your appearance, which does nothing, really.
Yeah.
And then you have your stat sheets, you're picking your weaknesses, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Plus your allies and your summons.
Summons are much worse than they used to be.
Right. Well, that is too. That's true as well.
Yeah, I wish summons were just like a thing, like a cooldown system, not a craft it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
that also doesn't even, like, I've, like, fired up Jimbo and Ned, and, like, they didn't even, like, kill anything.
Oh, really? They threw a grenade out there.
They did, like, a third of the Raisin's girls to hit damage and then pissed off, and I was like, I could have done that. What the fuck? Like,
I think the ultimates are funny the first time you see them, and then
Moses is super funny because, like, he, like, well, does the beam, and he's like, bah. He, like, shoots like a beam.
One time I like
I just thought that after you use him, he's like, thanks for summoning me, guys.
Yeah.
I just like that. It's stupid. It's so fucking pointless. The selfie system is kind of dumb, too. I don't know. Like,
I fuck it up a lot. Like, I keep walking up to somebody and being like...
No, you gotta walk up to them and wait for the thing.
You have to wait for the icon, yeah.
I know, but I'll bring up Coonstagram on accident, and I'll be like, shit.
Yeah,
and back up and fucking...
Yeah.
It's too itchy. I've had my game frozen twice.
Three times. Mm.
I've had my game stuck on a warning system where it says, hey, outrun the enemies, or throw a fart to outrun it. It literally stayed there through a cutscene, and then five more screens later down the road until I saved it.
Just came back, throw a fart, outrun them.
Yeah, so I was like...
Nice.
All right. Yeah, no, I've had some bugs.
Some like hard lockups.
Okay. Like, I haven't experienced anything of that yet, but I, you know.
Good, yeah.
I mean, like I said, I'm only 4 hours there.
Speaking of Lubu, I play Musou Warrior All-Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Because it has all this weird shit from the Koei Tecmo world. Mm-hmm. Lubu has a baseball DLC outfit.
Yeah.
So the spear, he has a giant ass bat.
Is it Hideki Matsui's?
Fuck if I care. He's just wearing a fucking baseball getup. I go, oh my god!
Nice. Anyway,
Ninja Baseball Batman.
I will say,
I want that game localized.
The Fractured But Whole. You know, there is a very. I mean, none of us are far enough to review it yet or give it a full thing on it. I will say, looking at the reviews for it, they're very split between people who are very happy with the product, and you know, other people who are like, this just isn't as funny as the other one was, and it's not as fun as the other one is, and you know. I just don't get it. So it's very like the most honest review I've seen is that you're a big fan of the show, or you know, and you're looking for a game to make you laugh.
That's what it is. It makes me laugh
as a fan of the show.
I think like if you're a fan of South Park, it's just a must play.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's because it's more like, well, here's episodes of South Park.
Right. That's what I was getting to. But, that it's just, if you want a long 20-hour episode of South Park.
I mean, there's some episodes
with some interactivity.
Perfect. There's some episodes that are like, eh.
Of South Park,
so
sure.
this game is just okay. It's funny, but it's not the
there,
best.
There, I've had like three or four occasions where like I've dropped my controller laughing.
Yeah, me too.
And then there's been like solid like 2 hours where like nothing even made me smile.
You're like, oh, cool. I'm gonna throw these things. The thing.
Yeah, like it's like
I gotta get
I've
up there,
to,
so I gotta summon the
I've
kite.
I've had to do the fucking fart core thing like fucking six times, or had you know whatever. Yeah.
Gotta go, guys. Someone farted my drink.
Yeah.
The thing that's
really early on that got me was when the first fight with alternate universe Kyle.
No, that was really funny. That was really funny, yeah.
And then he's like, well, I think I should get an extra turn because he didn't stab when I said timeout. No. And then he's like, ultimate attack. I still think it's super funny.
You guys are, like, shaking the shit out of the cameras.
I know, I'm sorry. Right. That character fucking touches me. I don't know. I really love
Cousin Kyle. Yeah.
And every time you have to enter the password to the cooler.
That's so terrible.
You hear about the cheating?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You can't do a playthrough. If you do a replay, like, I already know the code.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, like, you'll enter fuck you mom, and then, like, a thing of Cartman will go and be like, fine, just fucking cheat, why don't you?
Well, no, it's the coach from the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, no, Bill Belichick? He comes up as Belichick, yeah.
Belichick comes on.
but it's Cartman as Belichick.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. I've seen his Bill Belichick. I've seen his Bill Belichick. All right, so, I mean, like, the only other criticism I heard that was actually, you know, kind of thinking about it is that, like, you know, South Park's really good at taking topical topics and being humorous about them and things like that. But someone was saying, like, it feels like they're no longer punching up, they're punching down.
Yeah.
And, like, I can kind of see that where you can feel that way, especially with, like, a lot of the gender issues in here.
Well, the last episode. Let's talk about the episode. Last episode, what was happening? They're just
setting up the game.
Opioid? No. Did you opioid overdose?
Oh, heroin and Hummels?
Yeah.
Didn't see it.
What happened? I don't understand what's the satire? Is this the opioid overdose epidemic that's been going on?
I guess.
That's it? Who's the little kid? Because that little kid really was prominent in the fucking episode. Well, where are you, Stan?
He loves Chuck E. Cheese.
He was a mouse bringing joy to the world.
Yeah, that one's really weird.
That was a weird episode.
They've been trying to move away from that, the serialized thing they were doing last season.
I guess. But there's so much of Trump. I don't understand why not even go for it. So weird.
They said at the very beginning when Trump was elected that they weren't going to touch Trump.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Like, they were just like, we think that that's the low road, and it's too easy. Yeah. And it's not funny when you're picking low-hanging fruit.
Fair enough. Well, like I said, maybe that's them feeling like they're punching down when they do that, and they want to be punching up. And then, like, you know.
Fair enough.
I don't know. It's hard to say what, like, sometimes they are very good at getting their social commentary point across, and it's a very valid one. And sometimes you're like, I don't know, guys. You're kind of like the ones where they were doing the, calling the Harley riders fags. I was like, I don't know if you guys nailed this one. You know what I'm saying? I can understand what you're trying to say. It's just a word, and, you know.
I really love that episode.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, you were telling people who aren't in your position to emulate what you're doing and that it's not going to work out the way, you know what I'm saying?
I thought one of them was gay.
No, that was another one. That's a different one. That's the other episode where they were talking about saying it on TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're talking about the Harley Riders.
When Garrison was like, yeah.
Like, it would go, I was up on the...
No. It was the same... No, it was a different thing when he was the shitty fag thing.
Yeah. And then they were...
Shitty fag.
Yeah. There you go. So, yes, exactly. He could say it, and that was the point of that show. Yeah. Is it like, we'll make him gay. We don't care.
Yeah, it's fine.
This is a stupid rule. Yeah. That was their point of that.
That would make you, like, curious.
Yeah, that's the one that we're talking about.
Yeah. So yeah, that joke pays off in the dividends.
I've come to the realization, like, it's an internet meme thing, but Butters is really what sells the show there. A lot of the Butters episodes.
He still pisses with his pants down.
the Yowie episodes, the Yowie stuff is really good. Oh. Collecting the Yowie, that's really good.
The fucking Yowie.
The Yowie.
God, first off, that episode is fucking one of my favorites.
The Japanese man.
And, like, why his father wants his own son's pictures.
Yeah, that's the weird part, right?
That's so weird.
Some of the Yowie is, like...
That's the same one. It's the same one from the show.
And but, like, you get a chance to really look at for not, like, a second. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's put his hand in his pants.
Yeah, like, they're just like, there's a line of saliva.
And they have the names of it. And you're like, no.
I wish they didn't go, whoo.
They do.
No, because, like, sometimes, like, you get, like, the pan flute that's...
that's one of the things that they're talking about. Is like, they're like, whoa, what are you doing here?
I think that's cool, though.
I mean, it's funny. It doesn't hit. That's the problem with this game. Hit or miss.
Yeah.
It could knock it out of the park for you and then fall flat for me.
And kind of fuck that game in a way, in an aspect of advertising. Here's a season pass. Okay. Oh, here's your streaming pack. Okay. Buy a merch. That's a toy. Buy our shirts.
What's merch?
So, like, right when you load the game, like, right under, like, play now, there's, like...
It's like a sidebar marquee?
Like a sidebar marquee that's, like, yo, through Ubisoft...
Oh, I never pay attention to that stuff,
like,
but I imagine
Ubisoft,
there.
You can buy t-shirts and fucking, all sorts of bullshit.
The fuck you?
Yeah, and it's get this shit off.
Yeah, like,
I usually launch the game, go get something to drink, and just come back and jam on the A button.
P.S., Shadow of War did the same bullshit.
I heard about that.
So, I mean, now let's finish talking about games, and we can get into that kind of stuff. Have you been playing Shadow of War anymore?
No, I got rid of it.
God damn, that was fast.
I have been playing Evil Within 2 and WWE 2K18.
All right. Well, let me.
Game is super good.
I read it was horrible.
Hold on.
And plus, you've been playing the same game for 13 years.
That's the point I was going to get to. Is that that game?
It's the first coat of paint, but it's the same goddamn game.
A lot different going on in this game.
Well, now Triple H just says big man.
I've seen some of the glitches. The glitches are great.
They're always there, but fucking Fallout's game like,
were
of the
they,
year,
like, were they,
were,
no,
fall,
like they were trying to get like Triple H to jump off the top rope, and he would like get up, and he would like get back down, and he would walk around the guy he was supposed to. He'd be like, "Oh, I'm supposed to get up on the top rope," and it was just a loop of that for like 3 minutes.
Or Xavier Woods going, "Hey, he's going for the turnbuckle." Through the turnbuckle and through the crowd, he just continues
running. I've seen that glitch before. That's really good.
My experience has been next to flawless without glitch. There's one thing.
Did you fight the Sanders?
I'm almost exclusively doing the my player thing, the career mode.
Fair right.
Which is super fun because you get to do backstage.
Did they have the NXT thing?
Yeah, you work your way through NXT and stuff.
I'm saying last year they had the thing we had to choose between going NXT or doing the other thing, right?
No, you have to do NXT.
Or this year?
So No,
because you told me like last year they had the thing where you could go through the developmental league like NXT, or you could go the Brock Lesnar route.
Suplex City?
No, you still had to go through NXT. Okay. Like you just but this one like there's side quests to it, and there's like almost like a player hub, like that you get to exist in the background and like talk to other superstars and like build rivalries and shit.
Yeah,
like
quick time radio mention. I'm just teasing. That's not really
no, like but like it's the one thing that sucks is
you gotta shoot your promo and you hit A and then so you hit the beats. It's like a quick time mini game.
They kind of like the promos fun. How they work is like there's just like a timer that counts down. And you have to read four options and then make like a cohesive argument but like I'm not trying to say it's game of the year, but it's the best wrestling game.
Whoa, you gotta pick up Fire Pro Wrestling and play that.
That game is like not even close to on par. Like it looks like a SNES game. Like,
that's the point of it. It's always.
But if you're looking
for
like a realistic thing, then you can't even.
I'm devil's advocate here because I'm not playing this game because like you know and I have no dog in this fight. But I feel like, especially with 2K, that they can get away with putting out whatever they want. Because there's no competing product.
Sure.
Not even like there's an MMA game that has a better fighting system or anything like that. Because there's nothing to compete with.
No,
there's not an independent wrestling game.
Yeah.
There's no ECW games anymore. There's no WCW games anymore. There is just this game and this game alone. And so it kind of has the Madden syndrome of like the only improvements that are made from year to year are the improvements that they decide to make. And
all I'm saying is about a wrestling game, and I'm having a good time with it.
Okay,
that's literally my argument.
Right. Okay, that's fine.
I created a character, and it's fun. And the only thing that's not fun is that there's loot boxes in the game, and that's fucking dumb.
Right.
Like and like moves and like how I can design my character are like locked behind.
That sounds
loot boxes.
Not fun.
But like when you open loot boxes, they give you like credit too. So, like, you can open a 10K loot box and open 15K out of a 10K.
Not bad.
Like,
not bad.
So, like, sometimes you just kind of cantrip, and, like, I went on, like, a fucking 200K cantrip one time when I was opening boxes.
And right, so, like, but you had to open up all these stupid boxes.
Yeah, but then I had to open up a bunch of fucking boxes.
Right,
and
you just got what you wanted.
So, like, that's my problem with the game. Also, you're not wrong. It's super glitchy.
I mean, every WWE game is glitchy.
That's the thing, but that's my
point. That's how I won my first championship.
They never fix it. That's why it's the same goddamn game.
There should be some incentive for them to fix it.
I won my first championship off of Bobby Roode because of a glitch.
Oh, good lord.
Like, our match started, and I Irish whipped him into the ropes, and then he got stuck in the ropes. And, like, he was just, like, bouncing in between the ropes and the turnbuckle, and he was taking damage.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I was just, like, sick. And then, like, when he finally got out of it, I just, like, slammed him on the ground and pinned him. And, like,
that wasn't glorious.
And then, like, I was just, like, yeah. Get fucking done.
That wasn't glorious at all.
Well, you know, like you said, if you're having fun with it, you know, it's whatever. I'm hearing like the game is like
it's a
polished turd. It's a polished turd.
It is
like it's a turd they polish up every year and just like here it is. Enjoy your shit sandwich.
Like, yeah, I mean like it's your own.
What
shit.
Are you gonna do? Not buy it? Yeah. You like wrestling, idiot? Buy our competitor product. Ah, it's a SNES game that we're competing against. So or someone updated the rosters on WWF Attitude whatever. What was the one? Shit, which was the one they update?
People like 2006 SmackDown.
No, no, the
like
one on the N64 they keep updating the roster on.
WCW versus NWO.
Is it Mayhem?
World Tour.
N64. WWE.
Backlash or fucking.
Roster? No Mercy and Attitude are the two they keep updating, Anyway.
But yeah, and then also Evil Within 2 is fucking super good.
I heard that this one's a little improvement over the last one.
It is, especially in the way that the narrative is delivered to you.
A little more open-worldy?
It's definitely more open in terms of, like, where you can go and how you can get away from enemies.
Okay, okay.
You're not, like, just, like, pigeonholed into, like, this, like, very specific combat scenario where it's, like, fucking headshot these guys or fucking get wrecked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, stealth kill this guy, minimize your limit, you know what I mean? Like, you can take on a group of zombies or whatever they're called. Yeah, you have, like, a rogue mustache hair.
Yeah, I was like... it's in my vine vision.
So. Yeah. it looks like you got it.
Okay. Sorry.
But, yeah, you can, like...
like, I'm eating it now.
You can definitely, like, approach combat in multiple scenarios in this one. And, like, okay. I think that that's... And then also there's actual character development.
Oh.
Like, it's not just like Sebastian's just like a staunch.
Oh, my daughter's dead.
Well, he literally fucking fell into a pool of
Man, someone ruined this part, a lot of story for this game for me, but.
Bummer. You know, that happens to you so much.
It's just people talk about it and they're like, you know, these.
Games get
mile an hour.
Fucking like every game, it seems like. But yeah, like in the first one, like he fell into a pile of blood and like literally like got out and he was like, ugh. You know what I mean? Like, you like in this one, he's got, like, emotion, and, like...
Right, right.
Like, something traumatic happens, he's like, fuck! You know, like, how anyone would be. So, like, I just like that they've kind of brought the characters more to life, and, like, they're definitely focused a little more on, like, facial animations, and, like, they don't look so made of stone.
What else have I seen on that game? Like, you know, I've heard, like, it's, like, an improvement over the last one. I think I said that already.
Yeah.
Not selling well. We talked about that.
Yeah, it's not doing well. That's why I'm trying to kind of pimp it.
I mean, like, I have a feeling like it just came out in the wrong spot.
That's so weird though, because it's like October.
Right, but there's like, get the fuck out of the way of Mario. Get the fuck out of the way. Mario's coming. WWE's coming. Assassin's Creed's coming. World War II's coming.
Battlefront's like a couple months away. Yeah,
coming. You know what I'm saying? There's nowhere good that game needed to launch like
yeah, South Park came out like the same day, I think.
Well, no, not the same day, but like literally the Tuesday after.
No,
because
they both came out on the 17th, my dude.
No,
I picked them up on the same day.
Evil Within came out on Friday the 13th.
Oh, no, never mind.
South Park came out on Tuesday.
I was thinking of South Park and WWE.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, like, that's the problem. Like
1 week prior or something,
a weekend before. You had a weekend to beat the game.
Yeah.
And that's assuming you'd beat Mordor from the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's just found a bad place.
Yeah, that's true. October's been fucking nutter butters for games.
No one wanted to get out of the way. No one wants to be in that mid November block. So.
Yeah.
All right.
At least we have Mario, man. That's coming up real soon.
Mm-hmm.
So you're done with Mordor?
I've shipped it. Already, yeah.
Did you make it all the way to the Conquest?
I'm not interested. Yeah. Like, so as I told you, I made it to the Conquest, and then I just watched YouTube videos.
Okay, so I'm pretty much done with that game until... the last of it I'm going to play is play into the Conquest, because everything I've read that says that once you get to the Conquest, you've seen all... Not all there is to see, but it just becomes rinse and repeat of what you did to get there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know...
Pay money to make it happen faster.
Well, not that, but like, you know... Once you do the conquest, you know, there's different ways you can either fight them or you can infiltrate them or whatever. Yeah. And then you just have to do it two or three more times. And then after that, you're just going to pay money.
You're going to get Destiny on the PC?
No.
No.
Okay. I've been tempted. Like, my friend.
Well, I was asking this guy because I know he's all about.
I watched that Leviathan raid. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I think I've had my fill of Destiny.
Yeah, I've watched Achievement Hunter do the Leviathan raid and. I've never seen people yell at each other.
They just going in like no knowledge of what was going on?
There was one guy that ran the raid already.
Oh, that's
so
even better then.
Yeah, he was trying to tell them, But they're, you know,
they want to listen, right?
Leviathan Raid's like, you have to split up two groups.
And yeah,
like,
you have to do you groups, do
this,
you gotta manage.
So one guy's like, all right, got it, let's do this. And then they're like, Ryan, you gotta slow down. Like, fucking go! Just go! You learn by doing, not by talking. You know my part, you can keep talking when I'm doing my part. And they're just going, yelling.
Terrible.
Moron, idiot, fucking asshole. Like, I'm watching video. Someone's gonna get stabbed.
Yeah, I mean, well, so.
And like, the owner of the whole show is like, yeah, he has a point. Makes a good video.
Well, I mean, the issue of that raid is that it's very much coordination of and communicating.
For sure.
I've heard people say there's absolutely no way to do that raid without a headset and mic.
Nope.
You have to. Like, you're going to have to communicate one way or another.
I did the aqueducts and I did the bathing pools. And if I did not have a mic saying, all right, switch, all right, go, and then the gauntlet saying, top, bottom, bottom, bottom.
Yeah. Like, so I've seen the aqueducts is where you got like the triangles and the circles. Okay, yeah. And then the part where you had to have two people holding the scepter, two people getting the scepters and two people guarding.
To say when a scion pops up, take him. Then hey, the big guy. It's like there's so much communicating in these raids. Like it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, like I said, I watched some video. It's 7 hours.
I don't think it's that long.
I put it on when I was cleaning the house.
Okay.
It was just like...
That means that's trial and error.
Oh, beat it yet? Okay.
That's trial and error.
World of Warcraft raids.
Yeah.
Weeks.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't going to be anything like... All right, what was the other thing we had in there to talk about? I played some Cuphead. I'm still stuck.
Yeah, I played a little bit of Cuphead, too. Not getting too much further than I was.
GeForce is letting me know it's ready to download a driver.
I installed Fire Emblem Warriors, but... That's all as far as I got. Yeah. I really haven't done much about that because I've been playing.
You like, I don't mean to interrupt, but you like Funhouse, right?
Mm-hmm. Love Funhouse. They played the Grumps.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you watch the Grump video with them playing Overwatch?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched it yet. Is it worth the watch?
I mean, the Grumps version or the Funhouse version? They both uploaded their own videos.
They have their own perspective?
They're not the same?
I mean, there's different commentary because they're not talking.
Oh, you hear one or the other. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's an interesting take on that.
The Grumps is kind of weird because... All right, so they played last year, both of them, and they got wrecked. The Grumps got wrecked by Funhouse.
Yeah,
Funhouse,
bad.
Funhouse loved that game. So a year, they've been fucking going hardcore at it. Like Kitty Cat Gaming Squad and then whatever, Barry and Aaron. Aaron plays a fucking sweet Pharah. Holy shit. And Barry plays a fucking awesome Osari? Orazi? Orizi?
Orizi.
I never know how to pronounce your fucking name. The Minotaur there.
Yeah.
Or the fucking whatever. Yeah, wrecked Funhouse in the first three rounds. And then they're like... And then this other guy's like, they have ringers. They have to have MLG. This is fucking bullshit.
No,
I'm like, no, it's just, they're that fucking good. Nice. The Funhouse commentary is funny, because I just love Funhouse like that. The Grumps is more like, he's going up high. All right. Alt. Combo the alt. Wobble. All right. Now. Okay. Go high, low, row. Okay. Now he's stunned. Get him now. It's like, they were actually strategizing. I was like, holy shit.
Good for them. Danny wasn't playing.
No, Danny was not playing. Yeah, it was Barry, Susie, Aaron, and then...
Commander Holly?
No, three other dudes from Kitty Cat Gaming that I don't know.
Oh, it must be the Markiplier crew.
No, not even them. It's some three other editors. I don't know who they are.
Not the guys that they snipe for Markiplier?
Nope.
Hmm.
Just take a look at it later.
All right, I'll
check it out.
But Funhouse
awesome. That's your Funhouse Gaming Minute with Alf.
Game
Grumps. Oh, I could keep going.
I know.
Grumping I with love
the
those dudes.
I hear you grumping with the Grumps. All right. I think we talked about South Park. We talked about that. Did you gentlemen update your switches so we can go in the news?
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, did you update your switch? Oh, you did not update your switch. So
you can record 30-second videos
of the
certain games.
You can record a 30-second clip. You can also now transfer saves from between consoles, but it's a one-time only apparently kind of.
What
thing.
The fuck?
Who knows? But they right now it's one time only. Who knows what it'll be in a year from now?
One time a week.
So they got that going on. What else did they add to there?
Alf, I mean that's SNES XL.
No, I mean that's
come on, man.
It's a GameStop. Amazon exclusive.
Amazon exclusive. Announced today, $199.99.
You had a hard deal, but buy it.
With Super Mario Kart in the box.
It looks
digital
ugly.
Code. It looks like a Super Nintendo.
It looks ugly.
Amazon exclusive. What?
It just looks like paint. It's
fine.
It's paint. It looks like
it's fine. The point that makes
it looks like an airbrush van. You slapped it on a 3DS. I'm like, okay, it's a Super Nintendo.
It's like a Super Nintendo. That's the best part.
No.
I mean, it matches the Super Famicom version that came out.
I get it, but
Europe and so it's like that's
I've never been a big deal on those. Like, I never have.
Okay, well, don't be. Like, what do we do?
Joey can hate Ireland. Like, no, let me tell you why I don't want to do that.
Joey just fucking hung you up to dry.
I mean, like, what do you
saying.
You
like,
fucking crush. You fucking crushed right now.
Hey, join the Dollar Shave Club. Let me tell you why that's stupid.
You keep trying to come back from it.
He's fucking dumb. He's fucking dumb.
All right, let's not kill the mics here.
Self-righteous prick.
No, no.
Don't kill the mics. Don't kill the mics. Sorry. Jesus Christ. Man, you guys want to make more work for me.
Oh, you hate something I like? Go fuck off.
No, I didn't say I like it. I was just like, I don't know what to tell you. What do you mean?
Don't say anything.
Don't yell at the mic.
It's a podcast. You can't not say
anything.
He's
like, yeah.
You're dumb.
Yeah, I didn't say you're dumb. I said then don't like it.
I just implied heavily that that's what he said.
I said don't like it. Don't like it. Then don't like it.
Oh,
it's
my
not,
God.
It's a million of the other things that we always talk about. It's not for you.
Joey, carry on my wayward son. All
right. So you should get that one with a NES controller on it. That's the real one.
No, it's stupid. Keep going.
Okay, good.
No, that was on XL, though.
Now I'm going to poke him. Go. Say something you like.
Hold on. How many Zelda ones do they have to make for you over there?
They're beautiful. I buy them all.
Exactly.
So, like, it's a SNES one, but you turn around, there's a little Link to the Past thing on the bottom of it.
It's in the cart is in the, it's sticking out.
It just looks like a Link to the Past cartridge. You play 3DS games on Link to the Past cartridge.
Three. Yeah, exactly.
I'll take three.
Exactly. They got another Zelda
just
one
literally,
for you. This
Jerry! Well, right. It's like the fucking deluxe encyclopedia they announced. Looks like a fucking, I sent you the guys a picture.
Yeah.
Looks like an old ass NES cart. I'm like, this is dumb shit I want.
It's specifically made to look like a Zelda cart.
Yeah. That's dumb shit I want.
No, as soon as he posted it, I was like, ugh, that's dumb shit.
I didn't look at the price on it. What was the price on it?
$80.
Holy shit, I was going to say 40.
I didn't even click on it.
$80.
I looked at the picture and I'm like, I'm not
fucking. It was like $40.
Learn my lesson. All right.
You know I'm buying it.
He's like, I got it on pre-order.
I was like, I want to just trade in a bunch of books. what? You know you can trade in your college books at Amazon.
Oh, yeah, for a whole $2?
Doesn't matter. You can hit apply. All
right.
All right.
90 fucking college books. Here we go.
Let's see. I don't think we have any more Nintendo. Oh, wait, we do have Nintendo news. Shin Megami Tensei 5 coming to the Nintendo Switch.
Yep, saw that.
Do we have
an Animal Crossing Direct tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow? I know it's all in Japan.
Is this for the fucking Animal Crossing mobile thing?
Yeah, it's the mobile one. So
who gives a shit?
That should be interesting. Sony is publishing on the Switch, apparently, so with a new label. That's all the stuff I think I pulled for Nintendo, yeah.
Hat in Time just opened up their mods.
Who?
Mod Workshop, Hat in Time.
A Hat in Time. Yes.
I want that PS4 copyright.
Okay. So I have a couple things, and they're all kind of tied together, so I'll just kind of, like, stack this in a weird way. So remember we've been talking about loot boxes, all right? Right? So let's remember that we've been talking about that. And then remember, like, the Rolling Stone had an article where Activision had filed a patent to augment their matchmaking results in order to sell loot boxes in such a way that, like, they would match a person and they would figure out your gaming habits, your game behavior, take that information and then match you with a person who would have an item that you could get from a loot box in hopes to incentivize you to buy it by, you know, like saying,
that's
hey.
Like evil.
Right. So like this, they dug in and they found this kind of stuff. And so they would be, and so then once you bought the item, they had the system would match you in such a way that you would perceive that your gameplay has been increased by having said item. So it's a really interesting article in Rolling Stone about how Activision has come out and said they have never used that technology.
But they patent it.
I don't remember if it was a patent, but it was a system they have. They have a research system. It was a patent. It was granted to them, and it's stuff that they had researched and things and figured out. It's really interesting to read about and like look into like how psychological, because we were talking about loot boxes, like how deep in the psychological stuff that these companies are getting into. So with that in mind, let's take a look at one of the things I know you got. One of the bigger things to talk about this week is that EA closed Visceral Studios. Visceral Studios, you will remember, worked on Dead Space, Dead Space 2. Couple other really good games, and then they had hired Amy Hennig from Uncharted to bring her on to work for their Star Wars single player game. Everyone said this was going to be the Star Wars meets Uncharted kind of game. So EA said that they were going to pivot away from the idea of that single player thing to something with a little bit longer tail and a little bit more, an experience that would last longer than a single player game could deliver. Oh, and God. That Visceral was not going to be able to deliver on such a hard pivot. So they went ahead and closed the studio. So that brings into the thing of what companies are doing. So, like, the weird thing that came out of that is, like, everyone started talking about this is the end of single player. EA is saying single player games aren't making enough money, and so on and so forth. And so, on top of that, one of the former leads from Mass Effect said that, and I quote, "I've seen people literally spend $15,000 on Mass Effect multiplayer cards." And so when you think about, like, you know, single-player games, loot boxes, DLC, online passes, and, you know, these games that are, you know, single-serving, you know, single-player content, and then a big studio like EA saying they don't have confidence in something as big as Star Wars being pushed by by a studio with a pretty good reputation for making good games, along with a producer who has a really good reputation for making good games. It's kind of like this big fireball of nonsense that's coming down, that looks like it's coming down, because you have people saying, you know, games need to make more money, well, because of loot boxes need to be in there. The single player needs to be not as a single kind of serving kind of thing. It needs to be something that engages players constantly and re-engages them and keeps them going and keeps them from trading in the game. And then it also needs to push people for new sales. And so then you look at something like GTA 5, right? Everyone likes to think of GTA 5 as this game, but that game came out on last-gen consoles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still going. And, like, every couple weeks or few weeks or few months, we have a thing on here. Well, now they came out with Racing Transformers or APCs and bunkers, and, you know, you got to go in there and get that shark card. So, like, all this stuff is, like, stacking up. And it's a really interesting time to, like, kind of read it.
Rockstar did just report, though, that they are not going to include any further DLC for that game that are single-player oriented.
Right, right, exactly. Their focus is on GTA Online, and that's where it's been for the longest time.
It's free.
The online is free. It is not free to it is free to play in it, but it is not. You're not having fun if you're playing for free.
Which is who?
Every week they're pushing out a new update that you probably were like that you're further and further behind if you're playing that game.
More than likely, but I think the actual updates are free, minus the cars.
They are free, and then
you could grind away to your heart's content.
But they're certainly incentivizing you to buy card or a Megalodon card.
I'm sure people fucking buy them, but
right?
I don't need to buy a fucking rocket car. I think only we waste money to buy a fucking kit car, and that's it.
At one point this summer, there was a point where they were like, buy the shark card and get the game for free.
Blech. Damn.
that was the offer that they had made
to me.
That's
pretty good.
They're like, yeah, just buy this $70 shark card, and we'll give you the shark card and Grand Theft Auto 5.
I don't know. I still think the game keeps on giving for being a free game, so it warrants the money it's asking.
Huh? It's not a free game. You still have to pay for the game. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that game. You get a lot in GTA 5.
I'm saying for the content you get post the game's release is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, what's paying for that is the people buying shark cards.
Yeah, I know.
And the people buying that stuff. And, you know, while the three of us aren't spending any money, someone's spending that money.
Yeah, but the majority of Let's Players ever do that shit.
There are Let's Players spending that money, but are they spending...
They get fucking expense accounts just for that.
You know, like, you know, who's spending the money to, you know, Rockstar's also going to give them some of the content for, like, oh, here's a shark card, go on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. They
but show everybody what the APC, PewDiePie, show everybody what the racist APCs look like.
Got them.
Right? I mean...
Come at me, PewDiePie.
He will. He can destroy us. He has the money.
That's fine. I'll get crushed by money.
I mean, and so, like, you know, the idea there that, like, you know, everyone's in a tizzy about, like, you know.
Didn't I just say I would punch a Nazi if I saw
everyone's in a tizzy about the death of the single-player game. And, you know, also EA killing yet another studio.
Yeah.
That's, you know, they killed Westwood. They killed, you know, what happens with Anthem, which is 100% going to be a loot box game?
Yeah.
What happens if that doesn't deliver? Are they going to kill BioWare?
God,
I mean, Mass
not.
Effect Andromeda didn't deliver.
I mean, BioWare's right. Fucking dead anyway.
Yeah.
Right, but you know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, other companies are going to see this and they're going to follow suit. Like, you know, think about, like, you know, We talked about how...
Imagine if...
Loot boxes in Call of Duty.
Imagine if they're like, yo, Diablo 4.
Loot boxes.
What
if you got to pay keys to unlock the loot?
No.
So I'm saying you wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like...
Okay, what was it?
What if it was 99 cents to unlock the loot chest?
No.
Guaranteed epic.
Maybe? It depends
maybe?
On... No.
Like a, maybe like a couple of months.
No, now, it depends on what, like how Blizzard does with Overwatch. It's like, hey, here's a special event, Halloween, all these Halloween skins, once in a lifetime. Well, not once in a lifetime, but right. Once a year.
Well, I'm saying you
very
play,
rare chance. I'm like, all right, I'm going to drop $10.
You're playing Diablo, let me try. And they drop a literal chest in there, and it's like... Yeah, you can just open this chest, or you can pay us 99 cents.
Or even worse, it's a legendary that you find that you can't identify it unless you drop some cash on them.
Oh, that's fucked stupid. Fuck that. No. Fuck. You're hiding content at that point. No, fuck that.
But if
Diablo goes, oh, Season of the Witch? Oh, get these special Diablo crates. I was like, okay, then, I could get by on that.
Diablo crates.
Oh, I got a witch hat for Diablo? I'm done. Let's do this. You know, shit like that.
Turn off down over here. He's loud. That's
no, just don't listen to me.
No, you're loud.
You don't have to
stop
listen
being
to
loud. all right.
The only reason that I brought up Diablo is because, like, it came out even before GTA did.
Yeah.
And still has the fan support, and it's still free.
Yeah, I mean...
Fuck the necromancer.
You still have to buy... Yeah, don't you have to buy the new classes and stuff?
It's $15.
Right, yeah, but that's like just saying. That's
$15. Still but, it's not, but it's not random. Like, you know exactly what you're getting when you purchase
right.
that. That's like... That's DLC. It's not loot crates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. But I'm saying you... It's still content is being paid for one way or another.
Yeah, I agree. But, like, I think there's a very distinct difference in purchasing a known item versus purchasing an unknown item.
No, I agree. And then I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of different ways that companies are going about this, you know. And like I said, like...
I was just saying, like, if you had to spend $15 and you got a dice roll that you would get a necromancer...
You wouldn't do it.
Yeah, nobody would do that. Like,
all right. I think that covers, like, a lot of the news there.
Even a coin flip, I probably... So, like...
I still say $15 for one character plus a little salt and peppered in bullshit is too much. Maybe like
I don't know why. I don't know why the extra $5 pisses me off. It could have been a $10 and I would have been perfectly fine. But the extra $5 pisses me off.
The only reason that I want to disagree with you on that one is because of how old the game is. Like
that even makes it even worse.
No, but it's a 6-year-old game that they've constantly been giving you.
Yeah, but that means the fucking demographic that plays it has. The core audience, either it's there or has moved on. So you're overcharging a game already that you're hoping there's an audience still for. That Battle.net, like, maybe numbers are already predicted. Like, yeah, there's people who still play Diablo. They haven't jumped back into WoW or Overwatch or Heroes of the Storm. That's what
I was
like.
The thing, no subscription fee, so there's no loss. That's what I'm saying. Like,
well,
you don't have
well,
to.
Well, no, I'm saying time value over his game. That's
Blizzard,
all it is.
Blizzard
I'm saying,
keeps
well,
a lot of the data on their server side, though.
No, I get it, but I'm saying, like.
If you play World of Warcraft and you just have Diablo installed,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like, you're not losing anything by not playing Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, you are losing something by not playing WoW.
Yeah.
So, like.
But I feel like your time is more spent on WoW. I've had people, like, I've used to do Diablo 3 runs with, and they played WoW. Like, literally, their Battle.net account was always on WoW. I had to, like, ping them, like, hey, you want to play Diablo? And then they switch over.
Yeah.
But
out
of
that,
because
you're spending money to be there.
But that core audience moved already. Like, has moved.
Well,
you have a small little audience now from Diablo.
Well, I mean, the thing about this about Diablo.
It's not as big as it was. So charging that amount of money, they'll pay it because they've been there since the beginning.
I was
going to
say, I think,
you'll pay
it. Necromancer, like, really reinvigorated that audience.
But, like, well, to bring... I don't think so, man. A lot of people just said, fuck that pack.
They
said it. They just didn't like it. They said it was a waste of money. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
who?
I've read people. I've read reviews. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. Literally everyone I talked to was like, Necromancer's the best
pack. We're both giving anecdotal evidence here.
No, you dangle the, here's Necromancer. So they all come back running, and they're like, wow, that was a waste of money, and they all... fade away.
Yeah.
Right, but then
that's what I'm saying. So the next one that comes out, like,
bucks.
Here's fucking dickhead Dawn of the Dead guy, fucking new class, and the guy's like, I learned my lesson from Necromancer, bye.
Right, but I've been saying,
you know what I'm saying?
At the same time, I've watched them put that game on sale for $20 to entice people into buying it new.
Then GTA's been on sale for $20 too.
Right, exactly, that's what I'm saying. They do that stuff too.
Really?
They put
it
on sale for $20.
I don't think I've ever seen GTA lower than 30.
Yeah, it's been on 20 once.
Especially
the Black Fridays.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, it's a sale.
They'll put the game on sale like that to entice.
I'm talking
back.
Like go to the Microsoft store, like look at it digitally. Like they still want $60 for GTA.
That's them.
Anyway, the whole idea there is that, you know, obviously you get them there with the cheap base game and then you have them spend the money on the the digital offerings, where you get more money.
Yeah, so let's get the game for free then.
All right, so
they're not there yet.
No, yeah, give me the game for free. Then you could charge all the additional. Hey, we haven't put the textures in yet. Pay for the textures.
Here's the other two Nintendo.
There you go. It's getting there. It's getting there.
Here's the other two things I missed on Nintendo. Wedding Peach unlocks a bride dress costume for Mario and Mario Odyssey.
Ooh, was there a fallout for that? Like,
no, no.
Cross-gendering dressing, whatever?
Nintendo Switch update also allows for the use of USB wireless headsets.
Oh, cool.
So you can use your PlayStation Gold headset on your...
Also, no more Splatoon adapter with your phone?
No, there's weird stuff still going on there.
So stupid.
All right, so the other things that I put out is that The Escapist has fired everyone except for Yahtzee.
Oh my god, really?
Yep. So, you want to watch...
I don't know what any of those words mean.
The guy who goes...
he's British and always, like, reviews all these games.
Yeah.
Really? They fired everybody?
They fired everybody except for him.
Jesus.
So, the other...
Is that, like, a YouTube channel or something?
Their website and the YouTubes. He's always the one who does...
Any reasoning behind it, to say?
This is, no, no.
Wow, okay, that sucks.
Get fucked. Mm. So
Total Biscuit still alive, or is he dead?
He's still alive. I see.
I know he has cancer. I'm not to make light, not to make fun of it, but I'm just asking it legit. I haven't heard from him forever. So
that's happened with like a couple of YouTube channels, like What Culture, like just lost like all their personalities.
I don't know who that is. Sorry, but okay, that's
What Culture is they're just like a literal YouTube.
Like what culture wrestling / what culture gaming?
Yeah, they're just like literally like a YouTube. I was gonna say like a
YouTube hub.
Yeah, hub that's just like, oh, well, we have this, and we have that, and we have...
They're like, well, even yeah, worse, like, but it's like, yeah. They have, like, what culture cooking, what culture makeup, what culture...
What culture news.
Wrestling, what culture news.
Right, right. Like,
but what like, culture.
Yeah, but, like, they'd lost, like, all like everybody in, like, the wrestling one, and that also did, like, gaming stuff. Like
they Machinima had a wrestling group, and they lost. They fell off.
Yeah. But, like, what culture wrestling was, like, one of the bigger wrestling YouTube things besides, like,
weird
wrestling with regret and...
That sucks.
Right. They're supposedly going to do something else. Like, they wanted to go independent or something.
That never works.
let's finish off the news here, then we can rant a little bit more. So, two more things. One, I'm going to touch on lightly. NeoGAF is dead.
Oh yeah.
Wait, is it dead or is it?
It's dead.
Yeah, I know what he did.
Everyone's abandoned ship. It's basically.
Oh
dead.
Wow.
Like it's. Basically
I thought
dead.
He would just be like, just take the site. Bye. I'm out.
No. Like
he's taking the site with him.
I don't think he's taking the site with him. But okay. So,
what a piece of shit.
So
he
no,
is.
I'm just saying like all the mods, sorry, all the mods yeah. have all the
Kill
mods.
Killlords is a fucking.
So the main guy watch. who runs it like so there was the big hashtag push of Me Too about sexual assault and things like that and a content creator, I believe she was a filmmaker, shared a story and then about her sexual assault story, and then you know people pushed her to find out who it was, and they found out she was like, no, I don't want to say anything because this person is you know could retaliate or whatever, and so turns out it's one of the guys who runs NeoGAF. And I believe, is he the site owner, I think, probably, right, Alf?
What, sorry?
Site owner, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so, and, you know, I don't want to get, like, too much into the details because it's kind of still in the he said, she said phase of sure. the things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the point is that, like, the news is shaping up to be that this guy might have a history of similar such things.
Yeah.
And that it's just kind of been, like, a... known unknown where like you know you hear a rumor and then like oh no that's blown out of proportion you know whatever just,
oh that guy signs my paycheck
so yeah like, well yeah. not even like that but like you know like oh that doesn't make sense you know that you're only hearing one side of the story.
That's like what happened with Tarantino and Weinstein.
Yeah,
like Tarantino was like, yeah, I've known about it for years, I just I've been right. not doing anything about it.
Well, so now like a lot of people were like, well, basically what has happened is like it all came out and then like the mods were like, we don't know what's going on, we haven't heard anything about this, and then as more and more information was coming out, like, they're like, oh, they're like, the only thing they could get was, we're preparing a statement. Well, he's preparing a statement. And they're like, oh, well, fuck this. Like, I'm not going to sit here and, like, save your site and, you know, and you're, like, some notorious nefarious asshole in reality. And so, like, everyone's just basically abandoning ship.
Yeah.
And, you know, eventually time will shake out, you know, what's true and what's not true.
Sure,
and,
yeah.
you know, obviously, like, there's no reason not to believe the person. You know,
yeah,
especially when there's like some evidence to back up that This is, you know.
Sorry, I'm trying to write the actual article on Twitter.
Oh, and, it's a nightmare. It's
well,
like,
no, some guy goes, so if NeoGAFGON, does this mean Polygon will have to do actual research on their articles? I'm sorry, that was
just,
a good one.
Can't just lurch NeoGAF.
That was a good one. Right,
like, the problem is like NeoGAF was a place where, developers would go, consumers, journalists, everyone was there, and there's a lot of information.
Well, for the whole Gamersgate thing, too, it was like atrocious.
Right, and like, that's also the other weird thing is like he was on the side of like the feminist side of Gamersgate. You know what I'm saying? He was like, we're going to shut this down because we don't think that it's right.
There's a large, and not to speak generally, but I kind of have to in this regard, but like there's an accounted for percentage of like shady asshole dudes who like pose as feminists in order to get,
you know,
women.
Like I read the story and it seems like one of those like a story where, you know, maybe some signals were crossed and then someone didn't want to take, you know,
right.
Didn't want to like, hey, no, I'm telling you, no, I'm not interested, you know.
Right.
But are you really, you know, that one of those kind of scenarios, you know.
Sure.
But are you really?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, like, but, I mean, like, you know, like I said, like, it'll come out and all that stuff. And
people are taking it really, really seriously.
Well, it should be serious. I mean, you know, like, you know, that's the weird thing about these kind of things is, like, it's not a, you know, black and white issue where you know, other than the fact when the person says no, that's no, and then you know what I'm saying, and that's where you have to fall at. It's like no means no. It's not gray. It's black and that's black and white. You know.
Yeah.
Right.
I like.
You know, and then you know, like.
Good lord, it's a shit show.
I'm just reading it.
Holy
crap, it's a shit show.
Fucking like five yeses and then a no, it's still a no.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. What was the? There's a Family Guy joke in there, but I'm not going to make it. Anyway.
On this respect, did you see that Kevin Smith was giving up all of his money that was tied
I did.
To those?
Yeah, I read that too. It's like, it's dirty money. Why I want it?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know.
Donating it to a women's charity, like women in acting.
Women battering, I think? Like, something
like that. It was specifically with, like, women in acting.
That's pretty good.
All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, let's move back into the game. Just, like, lightly touching on that because it does involve games. The last thing is that...
I'm sorry.
Whoop.
Sorry, one thing, because the gamers game. Okay. Anita Sarkazian, whatever her name is.
Sure.
So I just look up Iwata, because I was like, oh, let me find that PlayStation tweet, you know, the remembrance of when he died like that. I was like, that was pretty cool.
Oh, no, I'm worried
about
that.
Everyone was sharing the tweet from Anita saying, well, it's very sad that Iwata died, but thank God now the old misogynistic Nintendo is gone and Nintendo could rethink their values. I'm like... You cunt.
Oh, no.
Listen.
You made my life hard for me. I got to go.
Listen. That really pissed me off. Like, why? Why? Like,
that's,
I mean, like,
that's she wants to make sure, you know, that the patriarchy is in charge and that she's not satisfied with that.
Make your own game.
Okay, let's move on. Uh-huh. So, Xbox.
There's plenty. I don't know.
Xbox.
Whatever.
Xbox. I don't want to have a debate.
I'm not against that. I'm not. It's just her. She's too extreme. She's too extreme.
There you go. That's fine. You believe you can. I've learned not to say anything on Anita Sarkeesian. She's not my cup of tea. That's it.
Just the Iwata thing just kind of bummed me out. I was like, come on, man.
Doesn't surprise me.
I know.
Now you know you forget what I was talking about. Oh, here we go.
You said the
Xbox. So rumor leaked out that certain Xbox games were starting to show up in the Xbox Game Hub. And then people, like, dug through every possible permutation they could find, and they dug out 13 games. Those games being Black, Blood Rain 2, Crimson Skies, High Road Revenge, Dead to Rights, Fusion Frenzy, Grab by the Ghoulies, King of Fighters, Neo Wave, Ninja Gaiden Black, Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, Psychonauts, Red Faction 2, Sid Meier's Pirates, and Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. Those games went up for sale in the Game Hub today for $10, and then Microsoft said, hey, by the time you guys are hearing this podcast, the backwards compatibility for Xbox original games on Xbox One will be a thing. So, now you can either buy them digitally from the digital store for $9.99, or if you happen to still have the discs, you can insert these discs into your Xbox One, and they will play. So a lot of people have been... monkeying around with them, and then like there's actual visual upgrades to the games. They're running at 1080p, 60 frames per second.
You show me Star Wars: Old Republic.
It still looks like hot garbage.
I thought it looked much better.
It looks a little better. It looks a little better.
Doesn't the Steam version look better?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know.
But I mean, the point is that you're getting the little bit like a little bit of a bump there for like no extra money.
You're remastering the console.
That's exactly what they said. They are like HD remasters.
This generation of consoles sucks.
You're getting Ninja Gaiden Black, 1080p, 60 frames per second. I know. I'm playing this 10-year-old game.
It's like, ooh, we play Final Fantasy VII on the PC.
14-year-old game.
30 frames per second or something. You're like, I don't fucking want to see polygons anymore.
All right. Well, it'll have up to 4x the pixel count on the Xbox One and One S. 16 times the pixel count on the Xbox One X. So you had another reason to get your Xbox One X then there. 16x.
So it's going to run flawlessly, like beautiful, and then the cutscenes.
Anakin, you're gonna die.
Like very slow dialogue. Oh my god, it's so stupid.
I think it's interesting that the they're all in the digital store there. And
I mean, say what you want. Fucking Sony's like still like, no, never, never backwards compatibility. Ever, never going to touch it.
Just make it backwards. Put a disc in.
It's literally it. Flip a switch.
I said, put a disc in. Don't.
I know, it's not as literally flip a switch.
It's fucking flip a switch.
It's not
flip
a switch. Put a disc in. That's it. It's different architecture. You have to build it.
I don't even want remastered games. I just want to fucking put in my old games.
Why do you want to put in your old games? Get new games.
That's how you break the games.
Get new games.
You get all these sharp edges and shit like that.
I get new games.
Here's Jet Moto. Oh, now you see all the edges. You know, it's like shit like that. I don't know. There's a reason why they're in the past.
That's true. I think that's it. Like, you know, like...
Sure.
I don't remember a whole lot of stuff. The NIS saying that Microsoft not very supportive of Japanese games.
Weird.
Yeah. They're gonna add Xbox One X enhancements for the Master Chief Collection.
That's why you buy a Vita and get every anime game known to man.
Oh, no, not the Vita.
Holy shit, they just fucking dumped those things out.
Yeah, I was like,
every week I go.
Someone created this on Newgrounds, just port it over.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus.
Witch's House got a fucking.
Speaking of Newgrounds, did you guys watch the new Donkey?
What the fuck?
I saw it, yeah.
Saw what?
New Donkey video.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that was kind of cool.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of inspirational for dudes like us.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, yeah, just keep making that shit show you were making. Eventually, you'll get
but
it.
But try
right.
to improve it every time.
Like, no. Well, I did. I made the boxes bigger.
I made the boxes bigger. That's it.
We're done. There's more of us. And less of
Donkey put out fucking Yoshis yelling at each other. Like,
yes.
He did.
All right. So what do we got coming up this week? We got
We have Mario Odyssey,
Wolfenstein,
and Assassin's Creed, which we're not
Assassin's
talking
Creed.
About.
I'm still working on getting a free copy of Assassin's Creed.
I know you are. Fucking A.
I mean,
I got a PlayStation if you want to fucking put it on it, I guess.
I mean,
don't fucking care.
I think that game's going to have 4K enhancements, Kyle. You know, you can put it in the Xbox One X. Download that 4K patch. That's another reason why I'm holding on to Mordor, is like, download those high res packages, see what it looks like. On 1080p.
That's why I'm holding on to Witcher, because I think they said there was one going to be for that too.
I think that, I mean, like, I don't know when that. So, just so you know, you can pre-download the 4K, any game that has a 4K expansion, you got to go into, like, little menu things and download all that stuff.
Woo!
So, maybe start doing that now.
I bought Doom the other day for $20.
Doom's for good for
$20.
Just get
rid of Mordor. Just get rid of it.
I'm going to.
No, because I know what you're going to do. Like, it looks good.
It looks good. It looks good.
That's it.
Eject.
Like, right into the dumpster.
He just have like a paper shredder like right in front of your console.
No. You can trade it in.
He takes it like the 3DS.
You can trade it in.
I'm gonna trade in this fucking Xbox. Why it has Shadow Mordor in it?
It's fucking pre-installed.
4K.
Can't uninstall it.
I want an extra 40% bump in trade.
Can't even get started on it. No. Alf, buy my 1S.
No. Dude, he's only looking for like $250.
Okay, I want a 4K system too.
Mine's 4K.
Huh?
Mine's 4K.
Then why do you want an X?
Because that's not 4K. It's not 4K gaming. All right.
It's right a 4K fucking Blu-ray.
It might just become like Christie's Xbox at this rate.
That'd be Henry's first Xbox.
First Xbox. That's what we started him off with.
Buy him Mighty Number 9. There we go.
Oh, no. Ukulele 2?
He'll hate you.
Ukulele 2?
He will hate you.
I want him
life.
To like games, not hate games.
Games are stupid. Right. I'm going to play football, Dad. Okay, shit.
Get that scholarship. Get that scholarship, son. All right. Also, I have my charity stream this weekend. So if you're watching us live, it'll be right here. I'll be here doing the
Hey, Joe, I gotta ask you a question.
What?
Did you beat that Metroid?
Yeah, I'm fucking beat it real good. It's all the end.
Fucking liar.
All the way to the end. Save the end.
Lying son of a bitch.
I did charge my 3DS the other day.
Wait, that's a step in the right direction.
I charged it so that I can play it.
By next week, we're going to hear the theme music.
Yeah. What was it? But yeah, I got the stream thing. Jack
Black?
Party Pack 4, I might pick
Jack
that
Black
up.
Party Pack 4.
I might pick that up. I've heard, like, mixed reviews on it. Like,
Jack Black with good. Black, Jack Black playing Black Jack.
If you're local to our area, you can send me a message on Facebook. I'll give you directions to come play with me. If you're
games.
You gotta work the show.
Games. Disclaim games, please.
No, we'll play whatever you want to play.
Just come play with me.
We'll play whatever you want to play.
Jiggle the balls
on. I will have a small amount of crap up for auction. I'm gonna try. I'm probably gonna do that locally.
Auction or raffle?
Huh?
Auction or raffle?
Charity auction.
Charity auction.
Nice.
Just like I'll take a picture of it and put it on Facebook. Like, just go on a Facebook page, put a bid in. Just whoever has the highest bid.
This water bottle drank by Kyle.
Yeah, that's 25 cents.
25 cents.
Yeah, I only need the 25 cents. That's it, you know. Obviously, I'm going to have some stuff from loot crates and things like that. I got some magic cards that I'm not too happy about owning, so I'll donate that to charity. My donations this year have been really low, so I need to do what it's got to do to get that $1,000. So.
That's cool, man.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
We also have a charity magic draft coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, someone offered to do a draft, magic
very,
draft.
Very nice dude offering up his time and magic cards in order to raise a little bit of money for the fucking show.
That helps.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like I said, if you're available Saturday all day into Sunday morning, that last little stretch really helps out. Someone comes in, like, plays bats cleanup for me, you know, like, I'll just leave it. You can come play ukulele from, like, 5 to 10.
No.
We're probably going to be playing Mario Odyssey. A lot
I'll be yeah, I'll be course. Here. I'll be here.
Mario Kart 8, probably.
I'm gonna.
You have Hat in Time on this machine?
Hmm.
Hat in Time in this machine?
No, but I have Nidhogg 2 on this machine.
I want to play Hat in Time.
You then buy it and put it on this machine.
Don't tempt me.
You buy it.
I was like,
I mean, I might get
Well, you buy it.
We might do a little
As an incentive, donate $60 and let Alf play a Hat in Time.
Yeah, there you go. Donation incentives. Right?
But I still have to buy it. Damn, wait.
A Hat in Time. Well, it says it's on the PS4.
It's not out yet.
Oh, wait, that's right. It's only on PC. Yeah. How much is it on Steam? 10 out of 10. $30. Get the fuck out of here.
That's why they got to donate 60.
Yeah, donate 60.
Oh, man.
30 for the shorties, 30 for me.
No. I'll just send a note to the developer. Hey, I really want to play your game on stream for a month. Give me the code.
$15.
Fine. If they sent me a code for half off, I would still.
I would throw money for 15 for you.
Sure.
I would do it.
But not 30.
I want it.
Gears for breakfast. All right. I mean, obviously, so like I said, look out for that. All the money stays local, children's hospital stuff. If you think you can do better, you can go to extra-life.org and sign up for yourself. Raise money for your own local children's hospital. That would really show me.
You can be a slick pimp and make Joey look like shit.
That's right. That would really teach me a lesson.
You raise $2,000,
fuck yeah.
Man, you would make Joey look like hot garbage.
I dare you to make me look like garbage.
Yeah, dare you.
You fucking won't.
All right. So, obviously, we got that kind of stuff going on. I also have a hospital visit coming up tomorrow that I can talk about, and that's not going to be fun, because I forgot to get a flu shot, so I got to wear the mask.
Oh, yes. I love video games. Please, tell me more.
So, all right. Al.
This kid needs radiation. Did you buy loot crates?
All right. Obviously, Facebook, YouTube, all that stuff. Let us know how we're doing. I've had people come up to me and say that the episodes are sounding better. So, good job, boys. We've been doing it.
By people, do you mean Christy?
No, randos.
Randos? Okay, that's fun.
Randos?
That's fun.
And non-randos? But people.
A guy named Rando?
Non-Christy people?
Yeah, no, people who I don't see on the regular are like, I listened to the last three episodes, and pretty good. Thank you.
Like, it didn't sound like you punched the microphone.
Yeah, you could sound like you were...
How was the fat guy breathing all this time?
That's the truth.
Why is Alf hating on everything?
Yeah, that was
maybe he just stop seeing things. Stop reading. Stop doing everything.
He hates the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Ooh, I hate your nostalgia.
You know you don't have to.
Stranger Things do.
I don't have to fucking say bye. Bye.
All right.
Get a job, Microsoft.